You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Isn't it wonderful to get a warm and cheery greeting from children?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Give us grace to be and to act as followers of your Son, Jesus Christ, that the faith of Christ may have children who also follow him. Teach us to love one another as Christ has loved us and given himself as an offering and a sacrifice for our sins to you, our Father and our Redeemer. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Many of you listening today are fathers and mothers with children. Isn't it wonderful to have children who listen to you? Others listening today are married but have no children. Still others are unmarried with wishes or dreams of their own about children. Even though you may not have any children of your own, isn't it wonderful when children listen to you? Children play a big part in our lives. In their own way, they help us to understand the world around us and often help us to understand ourselves. The way they act gives us a clue to how we are acting, to what we are doing or are failing to do. Children imitate some actions and they rebel against others. Their actions tell us something about ourselves. The big question today is, will people of faith have children of faith? It's an important question. Will faith have children? Is there enough faithful action around to follow? Or is it the kind of action which children would want to follow? Will faith have children who follow the faith? St. Paul was thinking about the future of the faith when he said to the faithful, "Be good to one another with a good heart, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. Be then imitators of God as children who are loved. And have your way of life in love, just as Christ also loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a breath of beautiful air." Children are imitators of their parents. Whom can the older generation imitate in order to influence the children in the right direction? St. Paul said, "Imitate God." How can you imitate God unless you know him and understand him? That's a good question. St. Paul answered the question plainly in this letter to the Christians at Ephesus. "All of us can know God," he said, "in his Son, Jesus Christ. That's the way God is. To those who do not know him or understand him, God seems far away. To those who know him and understand him in Jesus Christ, God is near. To those who do not know God, he is a stranger. To those who know him and understand him in Jesus Christ, God is a friend. Now in Christ Jesus," said Paul, "you who once were far away are brought near by the blood of Christ." Knowing God in Christ is like coming out of the darkness into the light. It's like going from death to life. People who once were dead in their sins now are brought to life by faith in Jesus Christ. He died for the sins of the whole world, and his Father brought him to life again by resurrection from the dead. He is alive, as all who trust in Christ are alive by the power of God. You who were once dead in your sins, God has brought to life again together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And he raises them with Christ. And he makes them to sit together with Christ in heavenly places, all because of Jesus Christ. He did this in order to show in ages to come the overwhelming riches of his grace in his goodness toward us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anybody should boast. We are his creation in Christ. His poem, to use the word which Paul actually used. In Christ, life becomes beautiful, full of poetry again, instead of trite and stale prose. Goodness comes back into life. And heart, it's not the old stuff of envy, selfishness, greed, and wickedness. It's new. It's like being born again. It's a thing of grace, coming from God whose heart is love. To real people like us, with faith in Christ, God's Son, whom he sent for us to die in our place and to be for us alive and Lord forevermore. By faith, said Jesus Christ, you get to know God. What is more, you come to be one with God because you are one with Christ through faith, forgiven by God for the sake of Christ, and following God in the steps of Christ. You get to be more and more like him, not automatically, but working at it with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. As God is good to you, said St. Paul, be good to one another with a good heart, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. In fact, be imitators of God as children who are loved, and have your whole way of life in love, just as Christ also loved us and gave himself for us. You can see why it's important to know Christ. Knowing Christ is knowing God. You can see why it's important to trust in Christ. Trusting Christ is trusting in God. You see why it's important to follow Christ. Following Christ is imitating God. The secret of it all is love. It's God's secret. And it's our secret. It's being real people as God wants people to be. It's the kind of thing that produces children. It's a kind of surprise from God that love produces children. God's institution of marriage produces children who are loved and wanted. God's way of faith produces children who have faith and want to live by faith. Children have a tendency to look like their parents, or at least like their grandparents. They grow up acting pretty much like their parents, unless, of course, they rebel and take off. I've seen children rebel against their parents. Generally, this works to the detriment of the children. I've also known cases where children rebelled against the wickedness of their parents, against the faithlessness of their parents, against the two-faced piety of their parents, against the cold and loveless way of life of their parents. Discipline in a household is a good thing, but the heart of good discipline is love. Children understand that and learn to appreciate it. Love, said St. Paul, is the finest product of faith in Christ, which knows God and understands God. It is a deep thing going to the heart of life, affecting everything in life. It keeps people on the right track and keeps them going. Faith works by love, something like the love of God himself, which you see in Jesus Christ. The Bible uses a special word for the love of God. In our language, love can mean a lot of things. When some people use the word love, they're talking about a beautiful emotion. When others use the same word, love, they're talking about an evil spirit, which is really lust. The Greeks had a separate word for physical love, for brotherly love, and for the love of God. The love of God is that selfless kind of love which understands because it is willing to put itself in somebody else's place. It's a kind of love that makes all other kinds of love beautiful and meaningful. It makes physical love and brotherly love beautiful. It's like the love of God himself. Be imitators of God, said St. Paul, as children who are loved as God loves. Have your whole way of life in love, like the love of God. Jesus Christ loved us as only God can love, and gave himself for every one of us, an offering and a sacrifice with a beautiful fragrance that fills the air and assails the nostrils of God himself. A father once wrote a poem titled, The Little Chap Who Follows Me. Here are two lines from that poem. I cannot once escape his eyes. Whatever he sees me do, he tries. The man who gave me those lines told me that he has always been interested in photography. He's also one of the world's slowest photographers. When his children were younger, he says, he tried their patience by taking so much time with every picture. He remembers they fretted and complained a great deal. But his interest in photography did not turn them off. Now, he added, his children are avid photographers themselves. They are sticklers for detail. If there's any difference between him and them today, he says, it is that he is slow and they are deliberate. You who have children can think of any number of ways in which your children, for good or ill, consciously or unconsciously, imitated you. Different as they may be from you and from one another, in certain ways they follow you. Have your children followed your faith? This is not a question about religion. It's about faith. Do your children have faith in God and in Jesus Christ whom he has sent? It's an important question, important for you and for your children. Will faith have children? Faith has children when parents are imitators of God. They know his law, and even more, they know his love. From God they have learned the secret of life, which is forgiveness. It's not being right on everything, because nobody is right on everything. It is knowing forgiveness yourself and knowing how to forgive one another. It's a tremendous secret. Be good to one another, with good heart, forgiving one another. Just as God does in Christ, he forgives you in Christ. Be imitators of God. Parents with faith in God, knowing God and understanding God in his Son, Jesus Christ, say so to their children with complete conviction. God loves you, and I love you. They will say to their children, God will never, never either leave you or forsake you. And you can depend upon it that I will never, never either leave you or forsake you. That's faith. Faith which produces children of faith. Parents who are imitators of God do not retaliate against the thoughtlessness or lack of consideration of their children. They are grieved, but they take the bruises in their own heart. That's what God did in his Son, Jesus Christ. And people with faith in him are always ready to forgive. They are good to one another, with great good heart, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven them. Parents who are imitators of God have faith in God that he will take care of everything so that it will turn out all right. It isn't easy waiting for children to grow up and to make their own decisions in such a way that they will be the right decisions. But that's the way God does things, waiting for people to grow in grace and in the knowledge of his Son, Jesus Christ. It's the way of people who have faith in God and are great enough in their faith to be imitators of God. Children have responsibilities too. They need to be educated in their responsibilities. Children have responsibilities to themselves and also toward their parents. Acceptance of those responsibilities is the basis for all family life, as it is for a genuine and mature personal life. Unhappy are the children whose parents allow them to grow up like weeds in the field. takes a lot of love to care for children, as parents or as teachers or as members of an older generation who have no children of their own but still care for children. Caring people care enough to provide discipline and training where discipline and training are needed. They also love with warmth, personal consideration, and forgiveness, which are the genuine face of love. Isn't it wonderful to get a warm and cheery greeting from children? Children, your parents and other adults have strange ways, peculiarities, just like yours. Don't walk by them as if they're not there. Be kind and friendly. Greet your parents and your grandparents with a cheerful smile when you come to breakfast, or in the afternoon when you come home from school. Talk to them. It means a lot to them. I could tell you that this friendliness will take you far, but I won't. I will just say to you, children, what St. Paul said to us all. Be good to your parents, to older people, and to one another, with great good heart, forgiving one another just as God in Christ has forgiven you. Be imitators of God as children who are loved. Have your way of life in love, just as Christ also loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, which is like perfume in the air. You adults who do not have children, or whose children have grown up and have flown the coop, you can do a great deal so that faith may have children. You might be surprised at how much you can do for children all around you. They are probably a little afraid of you, and you might be just a little bit afraid of them. Forget that fear. Learn to know their names. Talk to them. Listen to them. They will enrich your life, and you will enrich theirs. To make this talk to you, I came to my office from a hospital room. I went there to see a young man who had an eye operation. He had checked out of the hospital just minutes before, but a good friend of his in the next bed, a very young boy who had had two eye operations during the previous week, was still there in the room with his mother. Both his eyes were covered up with bandages, and his mother was holding his hand while she read to him. Since I did not find the young man I came to see, I talked to the boy, whose name was Terry. He spoke with great confidence about his doctor, also how he missed his friend Dan, who had just left to go home from the hospital. His mother comforted him and said, "But we are not alone, are we, Terry?" Terry said, "Oh, yes, Grandma's downstairs." His mother said, "I wasn't talking about Grandma." Immediately he responded, "Yes, we have God." I asked this little fellow whether he wanted to pray with me, and he said he did. I took one hand and his mother took the other. In the language of children, I prayed to God. Faith has children. Terry's mother told me that she hasn't been in church for a long time, on her own, without any suggestion from me, but probably with a great deal of suggestion from her little boy, Terry. She said, "When we get back home in another state, I'm going to look up my old church." Many parents have recovered their faith through the witness of their children. Many children have been blessed by the recovery of faith on the part of their parents. Children of faith are a blessing to their parents. What comfort, what strength, what love there is in an ordinary but real family of faith, where people know God, understand God, and are willing to imitate God. They are good to one another, with great good heart forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has forgiven all who put their trust in him. Following Christ, who gave himself as an offering and sacrifice to God, their own lives become fragrant with the love of God, with love for one another, and with the love of life that is in Christ and is truly eternal. Amen.